This is Sean Tepper, the host of Top Stocks, a podcast where I provide quick tips on investing without the fluff. This is a no-nonsense, to-the-point podcast where my goals help you make more confident decisions in the stock market. Let's go. The big question is college worth it? In this video, I will help answer that question and show you a comparison between four-year degrees and two-year degrees. I'm about to show you some math you've probably never seen before. Please see it in the end. You're about to see some surprising differences. Now, before we get into this, a few key points I have to make is number one would be, there's a quote from Jay-Z and Ray Lewis that goes as follows. I'm not a businessman, I am a business man. So what does that mean? This is something I wish I was taught when I was in high school, which is you need to look at yourself as a business. I know some of you out there might push back on the thought of being a capitalist or even capitalism, but like it or not, food costs money, living places cost money, going places cost money, life costs money. And you have two options. You can either set yourself up for financial success or financial stress. I see way too many people in their 40s who are still paying off student loans and have very little in their investment account, and they're probably gonna be working their entire life. That's an unfortunate place to be. The second point I have to make is don't focus on salary. Too many people out there are focused on salary. I see too many people in their 30s and 40s looking for that extra $5,000 or $10,000 pay bump. It doesn't matter. Keep this in mind. The average millionaire has seven streams of income. They don't have seven jobs, they have seven streams of income. So what they do is they have their main salary or their main business, and they have other streams of income that are more passive or leveraged income. Number one would be the stock market. So in this video, I'm actually gonna be showing you the salary plus the investments in the stock market and what that looks like at age 30, 40, 50, and 60. And another point I have to make is I'm gonna try to make this video as objective as possible. I'll be citing sources from CNBC, CNN, Forbes, resume.co, and Career Addict. Of course, I'll add my own flavor, but I'll try to leverage as much data as I can. Okay, let's go ahead and dive in. I'll start with the top paying four-year degrees, and do keep this in mind. These are the average numbers in the United States. I do understand that based on where you're located, especially in the States, these numbers can be higher or lower. All right, so looking at my screen, these are the top paying degrees. Number one would be pharmacist, starting salary is $60,000. Median salary at the midpoint of their career is about $150,000. I'm not gonna give you the numbers on each, you can simply read those, but going down the list here on the left, you have aerospace engineer, finance manager, economist, actuary, chemical engineer, computer engineer, software engineer, electrical engineer, industrial engineer, mechanical engineer, and civil engineer. Obviously, these are all STEM jobs, make it to the top 12. And then you can see some honorable mentions down below. You have biomedical engineer, human resources, economics, mathematics, and nursing, which these are pretty darn close. But the key number we're looking at here would be the 70,000. We're gonna use that as a starting point, and another sheet I'm gonna show you in a little bit. So that starting number there, 70,000, give or take, for the four-year degree in STEM. Okay, let's jump to the top-paying two-year degrees. Number one would be construction manager, starting salary around 70,000, median around 101. Then going down the list here, I'm not gonna read the numbers, but going down the list on the left, you have elevator mechanic, radiation therapist, dental hygienist, ultrasonographer, medicine tech, boiler maker. I had no idea what that was. I had to look that up. Those are people that make boilers. Think about boilers for hotels, industrial buildings, and commercial buildings. You need something that can create all that hot water. There you go, boiler maker. Then next up, we have aircraft mechanic, building inspector, electrician, plumber, and HVAC tech. So with these averages, the number you get is 52,000. So we're gonna plug that in a little bit as well. So you're starting at about $20,000 less than a four-year degree. Now let's take a look at the lowest paying four-year degrees. You have liberal arts at 38,000, median salary at the midpoint of their career. I don't have the starting salaries here, but we're just gonna use these numbers in a little bit. You can see here going down the list, they're very similar from about 38,000 to 40,000. So on the left, you can see performing arts, theology and religion, leisure and hospitality, general social sciences, history, miscellaneous biological science, whatever that is, fine arts, treatment therapy, nutrition sciences, psychology, anthropology, family and consumer science, social services, elementary education, and early childhood education. So nothing wrong with these degrees, just set expectations. They do start at a lower salary. Let's keep going here. This was a fun article from careeraddict.com. So these are useless four-year degrees. And I'm actually going to go down the list, and then I added notes on what you might want to consider otherwise. But if you're thinking about going for a four-year degree in any of these, step one would be remove your child from your will. And step two, banish them from the family. I'm completely kidding here, but let's go ahead and dive in. I'll give you some options here. So I put these in a category so we can get through them a little quicker. But first on the list would be culinary arts. I put that next to fashion design and travel and tourism. So with culinary arts, I'm seeing a lot of people skip school, 2 year and 4 year, and go right to work for restaurants or hotels like fine dining. And I've known people in this profession because I used to work in the hotel industry in college. People just skip school completely, and this was 20 years ago. They found it's all about working hard, building relationships, and your own creativity. School will not teach you how to be creative. Either you are or you aren't. And I was seeing people climb up the ladder pretty quick without a 2 year or a 4 year. Culinary arts is one. Fashion design, very similar, same thing. People, it's all about working hard, building relationships and creativity. Again, school is not going to teach you that. So skip school there. Travel and tourism. I have friends that work in travel and tourism. No 2 year or 4 year degree. It's all about working hard and building relationships, and you can get off and running pretty quick. All right, number four kind of sits on its own. This is biology. Biology is very important if you want to be a doctor. If you're just going to school for biology, like a bachelor's degree, and you're out, you're not doing yourself any favors. There is no ROI. With your education to be a doctor, the 4 year degree in biology, that's the beginning. Then you move on to 4 years of medical school and then 2 to 4 years of residency. So all in, it's about 10 to 12 years. So again, if somebody's going for just biology and stopping, you don't wanna do that. This is good if you want to be a doctor. That's your foundation. All right, moving on to another block would be communications, advertising, film and video, and journalism. You can go to a 2 year, but otherwise you can skip it and just go learn the tech online, take courses, go on YouTube. And where you're most likely going to land is a marketing firm, advertising agency, or media company. A lot of these places aren't even looking for a 4 year or a 2 year degree. They want to know if you can do the job, such as video editing, video production, animation, graphic design. A lot of the tools you're going to use are from the Adobe suite. So think about Premiere, After Effects, Photoshop, Illustrator, the list goes on. You don't need a 4 year degree for any of those. All right, moving on to anthropology, archaeology, for those Indiana Jones fans out there. Then you have philosophy, criminal justice, if you want to be a police officer, and child and family studies. 2 year degree is all you need for these. And then we move on to the list, which is the definite removal from the will and banished from the family category. And again, kidding, but you have studio art, music, fine art, performing arts, ethnic studies, liberal arts, art history, international studies. This article was definitive on the fact that you will lose money if you go into any of these. Now, if they are your passion, such as studio art, you can still pursue that, but that's not your priority. Your job, you need to be a business. How do I make money? And you can do this on the side. Now, if your side hustle, your hobby is monetized, lean into it. See where you can take it, but that's not your mainstream of income. I see too many people out there going to a 4 year school at 50 grand a year tuition. They come out with 200 grand in debt and they're making next to nothing. They will be in debt the rest of their life. Stupid choice. So with any of these, again, do them as a hobby, not as your profession. Now I have another category to share, which would be a category where you really don't need a degree anymore. There are more companies out there, especially in IT, that are not even looking for a 4 year or 2 year. I know it's not in all cases, but I'm seeing this trend picking up quite a bit more. Let's take a quick commercial break. Do you want a 50% off coupon code for a ticker course of your choice? There are two ways to grab the deal. Option one, if you use an iPhone, we're looking for an Apple rating and a review on Top Stocks Podcast. Simply go to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star rating and review on Top Stocks. Option two, if you don't use an iPhone, then we're looking for a Trust Index review. Simply go to the ticker homepage, ticker.com, and look for the Trust Index logo. Click the logo and leave a 5-star review. Then, this is the key step, then take a screenshot and send it to support@ticker.com. This way we can confirm you left the rating and review. We will pick one new winner every week and send you the coupon code. Okay, back to the show. Looking at my screen here, you've got IT Project Manager. I was an IT Project Manager. I did not go to school for information technologies. I did not go to school for project management. I got into this profession because I could do the job. All right, starting salary, $65,000. Median is around $120,000. Product manager is similar to a project manager. You're managing a product. Product owner, you're owning the product. You can see here the salaries are very similar. Program manager is kind of like overseeing multiple projects at once. You've got business analyst, scrum master, and even on the list, we saw this career option earlier, software engineer. I'm seeing more people out there go to code camps, do a few projects, and then go interview for a big tech company and getting a 6-figure job. That is becoming more common than you think. So if you want to skip school altogether, go right into IT. These are some great options. Okay, we're about to get into the numbers here a little bit, but first I want to baseline with some assumptions. So we're going to say that the high school graduate is 18 years old. I know some of you may have been child geniuses. That was not me. You probably started kindergarten at 4, which means you probably graduated high school at 16. Again, that was not me. But we're gonna say high school graduate is 18. This tells us that a 2-year degree means you start making money at 20, and a 4-year degree means you start making money at age 22. The reason I mention these numbers is we're not going by years, we're going to go by ages. All right, then we have a salary bump, 3% a year. We're gonna keep it even between a 4-year and a 2-year. And then with these, we assume there were no liquidity events such as inheriting capital from a loved one or selling a business. And then we're not going to include any side hustle income. All right, without further ado, let's go ahead and dive into the first comparison of three. Now, before I share my screen, just brace yourself. There's going to be a lot of numbers. Don't be overwhelmed. I'll kind of walk us through this. And then I'll get right to the hot numbers, which everybody wants to know, which is better, the 2-year or the 4-year. So looking at my screen here, the 4-year degree, we're gonna use that starting salary is 70,000, like we saw earlier, that's that average. On the 2-year side, we're gonna use that 52 we saw from earlier. Annual raise at 3% for both. The loan total, now this is the average student loan in the United States in 2024 is $38,000. The monthly payment, I had to look this up, the average monthly payment for student loans is about $500, which means you're paying about $6,000 a year in student loans, which means you're able to pay off your student loans in about 6.3 years. We're gonna round that down to 6 years payoff. I did a little homework online on this as well. The average student loans being paid off range between 5 and 15 years. I have seen as far as 20 years too. That's crazy. You don't wanna be in that spot, but we're gonna just say 6 years. All right, over on the 2-year degree side, these numbers are zero. The reason is I'm seeing kids not take out student loans for tech school. Average tech school 2-year degree is about 17,000. You know, so you're looking at just over 8,000 a year. You can make that money with some kind of part-time job. So I'm seeing a lot of people work at least a part-time job and in some cases live at home with their folks. You can just pay that off. So no student loans with a 2-year degree. Then we're gonna say the annual contribution to the stock market, to your investment portfolio, which you should be doing, is 10%. At Ticker, if you guys don't already know, we do coach people or tell people that you should be investing between 15 and 30% of your income. If you can't get there, that's okay. Start small and work your way up. But we wanna start at 10 in this case. All right, we're gonna start at zero for both the 4-year and 2-year. And then we're looking at the annual return, we're looking at 8%. So for context there, the S&P 500 returns about 6 to 8% per year after inflation. At Ticker, we're all about investing in individual stocks, aiming for between 15 and 50%, so much larger numbers. And that's good for those of you that are especially feel like you have a late start. You don't have as much in your investment account as you should at the age you're at. You can make up for lost time with Ticker. That's a topic for another day. We'll keep going here. All right, so let's have a closer look at these numbers. With the 4-year, which are these first few columns, we're going against the 2-year, which are these columns over here. There's 2 years where you don't make any money, ages 20 and 21, because you're in school. You get a late start, but your counterpart at the 2-year degree, guess what? They get a 2-year head start. Then we have 6 years here where the money we could have been sending to our investment account, we have to pay off student loans. So the 4-year degree actually gets an 8-year late start. Yes, they can put some money away, but not as much as they like because again, they're paying off those loans. So let's look at the numbers. At age 30, your 4-year degree with a STEM degree, you're at $30,000 in your investment account. Look at this. 2-year degree, $84,000, because you have an 8-year head start. That's a pretty big deal. You go down here, down to age 40, the 4-year degree, you're at $210,000. 2-year degree, $296,000. We're talking almost $100,000. Or close to with a 2-year degree at age 40. You go out to age 50, 4-year degree is at $648,000, 2-year degree, $794,000, 2-year degree is still winning. Then you go out to age 60, the 4-year degree is at $1.6 million. It's catching up, but not quite there. The 2-year degree is at $1.9 million. This tells you that, and this really emphasizes something that Warren Buffett has taught us, it's time in the market, not timing the market that matters. The 2-year degree gets an 8-year head start. It's all about getting money into the market sooner because that's where you build your wealth. Before we go into the other examples, I have to drill into my favorite case study. This is on a guy by the name of Ronald Reed. This is a janitor who built up a portfolio of $8 million. How does somebody who's making close to minimum wage become a multimillionaire? The answer, it's investing in individual stocks and doing that month over month. And that is how you truly build your wealth. You can see here, yes, you make more, your salary is bigger with the STEM degrees, the 4-year, but because you got a head start with the 2-year degree, you have more money at the end of the day. Now let's say you're in a unique position where you received a scholarship. It could have been athletic, academic, or if you're one of the lucky few that got help from your parents. Now let's compare the 4-year against the 2-year. Check this out. You're off and running. At year two, of course, the first 2 years you're still in school, but year two, you're making money. You go out to age 30, you have 81,000 versus the 2-year, which is 84. So the 2-year is still winning, but let's keep going. You get down to age 40, 4-year degree, you're at 321,000 versus the 296. So now at the 4-year, you've passed the 2-year. Then we get down to age 50, you're at 887 with a 4-year. And 794 with the 2 years, so you're almost 100 grand ahead. And then you get down to age 60, you're at 2.1 million versus the 1.9, so about, you know, 300,000 ahead. So that makes sense. For those of you that come out of school without student loan, you should be very thankful. With a 4-year degree in STEM, you're off to a great start. Now let's go to the comparison 3. In this case, we're taking that 4-year degree, but the lower paying options. Again, there's nothing wrong with those, just set expectations. So these numbers are, these are a little alarming. So looking at age 30, because you're at 39,000, that's not your starting point, it's just the average. At age 30, you're negative 5,000 or close to negative 6,000 versus the 2-year, you're plus 84. You go to age 40, you're at 68,000 versus the 2 years at 296. At age 50, you're at 255 versus 794 at the 2-year. And then you go out to age 60, you're at 696 versus the 1.9. You will not, unfortunately, with those 4-year degrees that do pay less, you're not going to have enough to retire. In that case, you want to be thinking of creating another stream of income, or maybe you are with a partner that has a higher income, or maybe you inherit some capital from a loved one, but do set expectations. You're not going to be there. It's just financial independence or retirement, not really an option. There are a lot of different degrees you can pursue, 4-year or 2-year. This gives you really good perspective that your highest paying 4-year degrees still don't keep up with a lot of those two-year degrees because the two-year degree gets the head start. So if you're in a position where you really don't know which option to go with, I do have to admit, I like the two-year option a lot better because you get to the starting line much sooner and you can start leveraging the stock market. I have known, and I know people in my personal life, that they started working at age 20 and I was still in school, my four-year degree. And by the time they're like 24, 25, they're making a boatload of money. They had no debt. They're socking money away. And by the time they hit age 40, they were in a position where they could almost retire just because they got to the starting point early and started using the stock market. It blows my mind that people are still pushing four-year degrees. I still value education, but you really want to weigh your options here. Which is the best path for you? I think there's a lot of great professions you can get into with both a four-year and two-year, but mathematically, you got to make the right choice for yourself. I hope this video was insightful. If you guys like this video, please hit that like button. And if you like this channel, please hit that subscribe button. And one other thing I have to mention, down below in the show notes, there's a free training if you're interested in getting started in the stock market. All right, bye for now. We'll see you in the next video. To say thank you for checking out this podcast. I know there's a lot of other podcasts you could be listening to, so thanks for spending some time with me. Also, if you have a moment, could you please head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review? The more reviews we get, the more Apple will share this podcast with the world. So thanks for doing that. And last thing, if you do hear any stocks mentioned on this podcast, please keep in mind, this podcast is for entertainment purposes only. Please do not make a buy or sell decision based solely on what you hear. All right, thanks for your time. Talk to you later. See ya.